Our guest today is Rachel Niemeyer. She is the director of Door of Hope in Viroqua. Hey, Rachel.
Hello.
Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Now, some people, when they think of Door of Hope, they think of a crisis pregnancy center, but you are so much more than that. Can you tell us about the work that you're involved in and what you're doing at Door of Hope in Viroqua?
Yes, we work with more than just families that are in crisis needs. We also work with families that just want to learn. We have classes that we do at Door of Hope that help prepare parents, or if they're going through certain situations that they want to learn more from, that we also provide that too.
I was really impressed. You shared at our church a few weeks ago, and you were talking about how the participants in those classes can actually earn credits towards items that they need for their family. I don't know. I'm not using the right terminology, yeah. But can you explain that to us?
Yes. Through these classes, they can also earn baby bucks. And with these baby bucks, they can shop in our Hope Shop, where they can get diapers, wipes, clothing, any needs that they need for their children.
So you are equipping these parents to be better parents, and thereby you're strengthening the local families. How many families do you serve in a month or a year?
Currently, right now, we have about 22 families that we work with. And this last month, we worked about over 70 hours one-on-one with clients.
What are the biggest needs that you're seeing among the clients?
Really, the biggest need I see is that for quite a few of them, it is financially. They do need to raise their children financially. Has been hardened for them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another need is that they have not had parents that have really equipped them to be parents, and they're seeking out how to be parents, how to deal with certain situations. And then we also have clients that do come in that just want to learn. They're not sure exactly how to go about certain situations, and they just want to learn more.
Yeah, kids don't come with an instruction manual, do they?
No, they don't. Of course, we all wish they do.
Yes, and they're all different. You know,
exactly.
Each and every one's different. So we can all, use the training and the teaching and all every step of the way, because every stage is different. You think you get one stage mastered, and then the child moves on to the next stage, and it's a new challenge and a new set of circumstances that you have to deal with. What are you seeing happening through Door of Hope in the lives of these families?
I really see them becoming happier, being able to deal with certain situations now, knowing what to do, knowing that what exactly that they are doing now, that they feel confident in themselves, that this is the right way to deal with whatever situation might be coming upon them. And I also, we have grown very strong relationships with these parents. So that really makes a huge difference too, and a huge impact, not only in their lives, but also in mine.
So you do deal with some maybe women that are in crisis pregnancy type of situations. Walk us through what happens. Say you're contacted by a gal. What happens then?
When they come to Door of Hope, we get to know them through certain paperwork that we have called Get Acquainted.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, we ask them questions and they're able to answer freely, or they may not answer them, which is just fine. But through that, we do start a relationship right then and there. And we kind of have an idea what their background is, where they're coming from, and what they're seeking out now. And usually, many of them have already made the choice that they're going to keep the child.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, we may have a situation where they're unsure.
Mm-hmm.
So we just share freely what abortion is and what it does. But we also share that we're here to partner with them, and we're here to help them through their pregnancy, but also beyond that, through while they raise this child. We want to be part of the child's life and part of the growing relationship as a parent for them.
And I think that is so important, to have people who will come alongside them, not just to the birth, but also beyond that, and teaching them how to raise these children and deal with the challenges that come through parenting. What are some of the classes that you have offered there?
We have classes from pregnancy all the way through teenage years. We also have classes for marriage, for mental illness that we are just starting, and toddler stages, infant stages, teenage stages too.
You know, I see so many young moms, they'll post something on Facebook like, my child's doing this. Is this normal or what do I do? You know, we all, as we're having new children, just like, wow, this little life, and what do I do with it? And is the way that the child's responding, is that normal? You know, it's like, how do I handle this? So I'm so thankful that you're offering these parents the tools that they need to help raise happy and healthy children. Do you mostly service the Viroqua area, or where do your clients come from?
We serve especially Viroqua, Westby. We have had clients in Sparta and Ontario. Also Madison area. Some have come from that area that visit family and will stop in too once in a while. So yeah, most Richland Center too.
So you service this whole part of Wisconsin and beyond, as well as you're reaching into to Madison and the lives, the change or the impact that you're having on so many different lives and families. Because if we can build stronger families, stronger relationships there, that's going to affect the whole community and society on a whole. So starting at that one-on-one, in that one-on-one relationship. Coming up on April the 8th, you have your fundraiser. Tell us about that.
Yes, April 8th, we're going to have a dinner for Door of Hope. We've been here in the community in Viroqua for 25 years.
Wow.
And also, we just want to invite people to come to get to know Door of Hope, to know what we do, why we're here. We'll also have clients talk about what Door of Hope means to them. And it is located at Living Waters Bible Camp.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners know where that is. That's in Westby, Wisconsin. And that is coming up on April the 8th. There'll be a social time at 5:30. You have your dinner at 6 and then a presentation at 7. And that'll include some of the families who have been helped by Door of Hope.
Yes.
Well, we are so excited about the work that you're doing and the impact that you're having on families in our community. So just pray the Lord will continue to bless you. And if people are interested in finding out more about the upcoming dinner, how can they get more info?
They can call us at 608-637-8688, or they could email us at doorhope@mwt.net.
All righty. And if you're driving along or you didn't have time to write that information down, don't worry about it. We'll have all that on our calendar and also on the ministry partner page on our website at praisenetwork.com. Well, Rachel, thank you again for being with us today and for the work that you're doing through Door of Hope.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Our guest today has been Rachel Niemeyer. She is a director of Door of Hope in Viroqua, Wisconsin, and their upcoming dinner will be on April the 8th, and that's going to be at Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby. You can find all the info on that on our calendar. That's on our mobile app or on the website at praisenetwork.com.